Peter Emmon, recently acclaimed as the Reeve for Town of Renfrew, will add the title of Warden of the County of Renfrew for a fifth time when the inaugural session of Renfrew County Council is held on November 23. His nomination was the only one received prior to the deadline of November 10. The sole nomination will be presented to county councillors at that meeting and is expected to be affirmed. His nomination was put forward by Admaston, Bromley Mayor Michael Donoghue and seconded by former warden Jennifer Murphy, who just won her fourth straight election as mayor of Bonaire Valley. In a municipal election year, the nomination process closes 14 days prior to the inaugural session, and if there is more than one nomination, an election is required to determine a warden at the inaugural session. Emmon, who is also the county's representative to the Association of Ontario Municipalities Rural Caucus, will be following in the footsteps of Warden Debbie Robinson, who chose not to run in this year's municipal election. I want to build on the progress of Warden Robinson and council on issues such as cell and broadband, Emmon said. Myself, council and our community will continue to educate the province and the federal government on the need for investment in frontline health care, long-term care, mental health, housing, climate change proofing and municipal infrastructure. The challenges faced by our community and other small town and rural communities are such we need predictable strategic and matching investments from the other two governments to ensure we keep up to community demand and need. Starting on November 15, municipalities across Renfrew County will begin the process of swearing in elected and acclaimed members for their new terms of council. A formal nomination process takes place annually for the office of warden, and any member of county council is eligible after being nominated by two fellow council members. The successful councillor then fills the office of warden for a one-year term. Emmon, who will begin his third consecutive term as the Town of Renfrew's representative at County Council along with wearing the chains of office of the County of Renfrew, will continue his career as a mental health worker. I will continue to work as a part-time as a community mental health crisis worker as I have done for the last 15 years, he said. Prior to that I worked for 25 years as a child protection worker. He has been a municipal councillor since 1988 and also served as a mayor in Greater Madawaska Township. Aside from local civic roles, he served four consecutive one-year terms as warden, and while in that role he was voted by his fellow wardens as chair of the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus. In these various roles, he has been able to lobby on behalf of Eastern Ontario rural communities while meeting with political leaders at the provincial and federal levels. Part of his mandate in his upcoming role as warden is to push for modernization for rural Ontario. I look at the progress made in terms of the Renfrew County Virtual Triage and Assessment Center, RCVTAC, model because of innovation and partnerships, he said. That treatment model needs to be cemented in and regular predictable funding apportioned to it. Focusing on a 1970s centralized bricks and mortar treatment model is not consistent with 2022 expectations of the public and the lifestyle, work schedules and needs of today. I will be looking to our municipal partners to provide more cost savings in shared services models and partnerships. Those funds can then be reinvested as needed in other priorities. Emmon said one of his priorities in the next few months is to promote the upcoming Ontario Winter Games scheduled to take place in Renfrew County in February 2023. The Games, originally scheduled for February of this year, were postponed due to the COVID pandemic. As chair of this year's Ontario Winter Games, it is the intent of myself and the excellent team we have assembled to make this the best and most memorable edition of the Games yet.